Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, in just a minute. But I wanted to go over a couple of Cowboys things when we were talking about Tyler Booker and the mean streak. And, man, I learned from that interview that Larry Allen has beautiful handwriting, or had beautiful handwriting.
He could be a Hallmark writer.
I had never heard that in my entire life. But Tyler Booker has given up 20 pressures on 426 pass block scenarios this season.
Wow.
That's a 4.7% pressure rate, the lowest pressure rate among any rookie right guard, and second lowest by this season. And second lowest by any rookie right guard since at least 2018. And if you want to focus on just this season, all right guards, he's fourth in pressure rate allowed. Now, I would be willing to bet you, and that's one of the reasons, I think another one of the reasons we're all excited about Tyler Booker, he probably thinks, well, that's three failures.
Yeah, probably
so. You know, or maybe he thinks it's 20 failures, going back to the number of pressures. But I bet he's like, no, I need to be better.
They were that in love with him, too, in the draft, right? Like, this was the guy they were like, yeah, this is him.
Yeah, big process guy. He's somebody that is a big culture setter.
Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Let's go get them.
That's right, man. I love the excitement. Now, I want to get your take going into this game about a specific aspect that I am really fascinated by. Brian Flores, the DC for Minnesota, he loves to blitz. The Vikings lead the league in blitz percentage, and it is not even close. Meanwhile, Dak Prescott has been outstanding against the blitz this season. Is that a trend that you see continuing? Because usually you feel like, hey, I'm glad we blitzed, got more pressure on the quarterback, threw him off his game. But that has not been the way it's worked against Dak this season.
For the most part, yeah, you're exactly right. But I think Detroit did a nice job of blitzing, and it did cause some problems, even though he threw for, 376 yards?
Right, yeah. Right.
So, yeah, you know, and I've heard all this about the blitzes from Minnesota. Why are they 5-8 then?
Because their offense sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. That's one of my takes.
Keeping them in games, right? All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, I almost used the word and you guys would have killed me, right? Like,
yep.
The blitz is the panacea of defense.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love that word.
But looking over at the Vikings, we would agree for the most part it's the defense that's been driving the bus this year, right?
Yeah, it's not driving it very well, though, is it?
Sure, that's fair. That's fair. But it's kept them out of, I guess, Raiders territory. I don't know if that's a good thing for draft reasons or a bad
thing.
Right, but
I got you. Yeah, and it's something you got to deal with. I mean, people have blitzed since the start of football, right?
Sure, sure.
And you know, I think it's interesting how Schottenheimer explained it this morning with you guys. Well, not with you guys, the morning show, about how Dak has to be prepared for the blitzes. And, you know, you got to recognize what's going to happen before it happens. And, yeah, he's done a really good job, but you would expect that out of a 10-year veteran quarterback, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you know, think about it. They started early in that Detroit game, and then the Lions found out, oh, well, we're just going to throw Gibbs behind the blitzes and throw it over the middle, and there's nobody there. And that got them out of blitzing a whole heck of a lot early in the game when they were putting pressure on Goff. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting factor in the game. But, again, it comes down to that Cowboys offensive line doing a much better job than they did the remainder of that game against Detroit.
It really is sounding like, I know people are cautious with the way they say this, but it really is sounding like no Guyton again, which I feel like we have kind of thought would be the case most of the week, right?
Well, he hadn't practiced all week.
Sure, right.
And I can't imagine that they're going to say, okay, on this easy kind of Friday practice, you go out there and then you're going to play on Sunday. Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it.
Unless you're Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's just magically able to do everything, even though he never practiced all week.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta understand maybe how people are playing with the injury report, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't remember what his last designation was. Was he questionable, doubtful? I can't remember what they...
I think he was just out, yeah.
They didn't list him out, and then he played.
Oh, Amon-Ra. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking of Guy. No, yeah, they put questionable.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't think they'll put questionable on Guyton. But, you know, you never know. We'll see. I just haven't seen him do much the part that we get to watch practice.
Mickey, I'm kind of interested in, like, and for the rest of the season, too, this game in particular, but the addition, more usage of Malik Davis, or is what he's been getting exactly what he needs?
Yeah, I think that he's getting a couple plays here or there. I was going to say a series. I don't think he gets the entire series, but I think a lot of it has to do with the workload for Javonte Williams. Like, has he been out there for a long series, you know, had a bunch of runs or long runs and he needs a break? I think that's how you're probably going to be able to see him. And then the other thing you've got to do is be able to trust. I mean, you guys brought up the blitzes. Yep. The running back's got a lot to do with that, right?
And Javonte's been great at it this year.
Yeah, and how much do you trust him, you know, in the backfield dealing with things like that, his recognition more than anything else. It's not, you know, always the physical ability to deal with the blitz, but it's recognizing where it's coming from and where I need to be. But, yeah, I think interspersing him in there, I got no problems with that. And I got no problems with him handing the ball to CD or Kevontae Turpin the few times they might do in a game.
That's good, because I remember whenever the injury happened, everybody panicked and freaked out and was like, you should never do that again. And I'm like, that's part of their system. It's part of their offense.
They had handed the ball
with a scared stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, Mick, I know we're kind of preaching to the choir here, but one of the interesting factoids I saw about the Minnesota defense is they have given up touchdowns in the red zone only 46.2% of the time. That is the third lowest touchdown conversion rate in the red zone in all of the NFL. As is the case, it feels like, especially with the Cowboys, how important is it to not only get into the red zone, but to get 7 as opposed to 3?
Yeah, absolutely. But if they're that good in the red zone, you just need to score before you get inside the 20.
Hey, I support that too. If we can hit a whole bunch of 25 to 40 yard passes and runs for touchdowns, approved.
I'm being facetious, because that's been a problem for the Cowboys, right?
Yes,
they have not been as good or as effective in the red zone as you would. As you would want them to be. But yeah, touchdowns, you know, you start kicking, as I keep saying, you start kicking field goals and you get yourself into trouble. So yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of that has to do with maybe your ability to be able to run the football, because when the field gets compacted, then you got to be able to run the ball and effectively. You know, you don't have to run it in from 15 yards, but, you know, and the other thing is, don't start committing penalties too, which has been right. One of the Cowboys' problems. It seems like when they get in there, there's a hold or some offensive interference call.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I'm referring to. So,
no,
yeah.
Absolutely, I do. So, okay, I'm going to mock up a scenario because I think I know what your selection is, but I'm not positive, so I want to get this. So Cowboys, one way or another, they get the ball first. They move down the field with relative ease, but they stall out at about the 13, and it's 4th and 2. Do you start off the day by getting those points and taking the lead, or are you like, no, man, like touchdowns, that's the name of the game?
I'm playing at home. I'm going for whatever I got to pick up to continue to score a touchdown. So are you saying I'm at the 2-yard line?
No, you're at the 12. Let's say you're at,
the 12,
and it's 4th and 2.
No, I'm going for the 2 yards.
Okay,
If I'm sitting here with the number one offense in the NFL from a yardage standpoint,
right?
I'm trusting it to get the 2 yards.
I'm with you.
And also, Kevin, if you don't get it, just in case you don't, field position. I know you didn't get the points, but field position. Mickey, we had this discussion. I don't know if we discussed this with you. That I don't know that Bill Parcells would have loved having Brandon Aubrey as a weapon, because he would have been like, that changes my field position. I could punt these guys into the 2-yard line, but instead I'm trying to get a field goal? No.
No, absolutely. If I'm inside, you know, close to that 10-yard line and it's 1 or 2 yards, I'm going for it. I mean, isn't that the way most of these offenses are operating now? You know, go ask Sirianni that what he would do, right? Go ask Dan Campbell what he would do. They're going for it. And, you know, now, again, depending on time in the game, but if it's the first possession, yeah, I'm not going to sit there and be afraid to pick up 2 yards. And if I don't, okay, they get the ball at the 12-yard line, and I'll take my chances. But I want to score touchdowns and enough of these field goals, unless it's, you know, if I'm 3rd and 10 and I don't get it, and I'm 4th and 8, yeah, if I'm in field goal range, then I'm kicking a field goal.
Yeah.
But within reason, 1 or 2 yards, yeah, go for it, especially the first possession. Because the Cowboys have had enough trouble with the first possession of a game scoring. You know, I was thinking that, you know, they always deferred or whatever, but I was looking at the series. A lot of times, I want to say maybe 5 of the last 6 games that they've had the first possession, and the best they've done is kick a field goal.
Yeah.
So, you know, get going. Get off to a good start. Score. Because the other team's certainly doing that to you.
Yeah, I'm with you on that as well. Do you have a prediction for us, good sir?
Yeah, for what it's worth. Cowboys 33, Minnesota 17.
Ooh, I like it. So let's have a comfortable, evening. I like it. We will catch up with you again on Monday, good sir, to talk all about it.
Talk to you guys later. Take care.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Uncle Julio's in Arlington off of 20. We have already...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in.
we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Given away, I believe, one or two of those Tolo hoodies.
We've three.
Got more. Oh, three.
Three.
We've got more giveaways to come, so make your way on out here. Hang out with us. Enjoy a delicious lunch.
I was told earlier, Kevin, can y'all confirm this for me? It is a buy one, get one tequila special today. Is that yes. So, Kevin,
bring your designated driver as well is what I think that we need to do also. Coming up next,
we're sticking around for 4 hours, and then you can drive after, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. We are going to move, just for the day, AM on the FM to 1240 because Bobby is here. And coming up next, we're going to do some Ask Reddit right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. I just had a chat with, I believe it was Herb, right? Herb? Yes. Who was at the Hail Mary game against the Vikings, which is crazy.
Nice.
You got to see one of the most iconic plays in the history of football.
He caught the ball?
No, he was there watching the game. He is not Drew Pearson. I didn't say Herb Pearson.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, that is not correct. All right. But yeah, he was at the game, and that is so cool. He's hanging out with us at Uncle Julio's in Arlington, and we've also had people modeling the hoodies for harassment purposes. I do not think we should request people do that.
All right.
But
all
if they want to show it off themselves,
it looks sexy.
It does. And
Tolo go in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you could definitely Tolo go in that thing. That's
you know what,
sure.
Bobby? I need to have a conversation.
If the wife just walked up in nothing but that Tolo hoodie, Tolo going.
We're going.
Right then and there.
We are going.
Well, speaking of harassment, that's Bobby Belt, and it's time for Ask Reddit.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
Fun fact, Ask Reddit. Invented by the KNC Masterpiece. You guys probably didn't know that.
This
was actually their segment that they gifted to us.
Yep.
And so they're just rightfully taking back what is theirs this morning. As I joined the KNC Masterpiece here for the segment, it is Ask Reddit. You can, if you're not familiar with it, we do it every Tuesday on the morning show at 7:40. You can text in your answers, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. You can also weigh in on the Twitch and YouTube. We take the most viral questions being asked over on Reddit this week, and we kick them around here in the studio, or in this case, here at Uncle Julio's. We'll start off with you, Kevin Hagland.
Mm.
Which career is a turnoff for a serious relationship?
I think...
Somebody said prostitute. That's good.
So, I do not know if that totally carried across air, but one of the answers somebody said was prostitute. Yes. That.
Why? That it seems like that's the turn on for some.
That does feel like it would be a deal breaker. So, okay, PJ, I don't know.
PJ Washington.
Oof, man. All right, so I'm going to say, just because I have friends who have expressed how difficult it is, I'm going to say like a doctor or a nurse, because the hours and the amount of like just single-minded focus that you have to have, I bet can lead to some issues.
Actress.
Uh-huh.
Not actor, though.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fantastic for men.
Yeah, seems like it.
Actress, because... A, if she's very successful, she's in Australia for like 6 months out of the year to do film something.
Yep.
And I'm not a passenger princess. You know, she's not taking me with her.
Yep.
So I wonder if Kelsey's going to travel for after he retires. If he's just going to be like, I'll just follow you wherever you go.
I mean, whatever is in the contract.
And then you know, you got to deal with like watching them make out with some guy or potentially.
That's true.
Sleeping with a guy, you know?
I don't think they really... Well, actually...
See?
Yeah.
And is there some... You're always dealing with some other handsome dude, and so, like, that's just a turnoff for me.
Mm-hmm. Alec, what's your answer?
I would say cosmetology or beauty, anything like that. It's really big with my generation, and that's where some of the worst humans I've ever met reside.
Oh, no. So this is a personal.
Is this a real life alert? Real life alert.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like the male equivalent of the barber shop, right? There's a lot of conversations that happen during those appointments and stuff, and then people don't know how to make their own decisions in life. So, yeah, they rely on their hairstylists and stuff.
Okay. I would say the head coach of Michigan.
Okay.
Wow. Holy
but
moly.
For me, no, the answer is this has always been one that I know it would bug me just because I see what occurs for them. Bartender.
Man, just how are you going to say one of the professions at the place we're
at? Not because of that. Not because of that. Because of the, what is around them. And, like, because of what. I just know that that would cause, like, just psyche issues for me of like, oh my gosh, they're getting hit on all night and things like that. So
they come home with an extra $100 that you don't typically make. You're like, how did you do that?
How did that
happen?
Are
you searching through their money?
No, I'm just, she's just bragging
just,
about it.
They're
like, I made $300 tonight.
So gotcha.
You do kind of need some rent, though, you know? So she has to give you that cash.
They're keeping my trap full. All right, here we go. Let's
I will
next
say,
question
though,
here.
What?
You got some answers on the
how you
story.
Got somebody marry you is remarkable.
Because I keep the trap full. I just
for the 214 skanks. Yep.
That's not a job.
That's not.
Who knows?
Lawyer?
Mortuary worker.
Oh, that's good.
Because of the smell? Is that what? Or is just being around death all the time?
Yep.
Somebody said
they're always stiff.
The OBGYN.
Why?
I don't know if that's a
concern. I don't know. It's their thing, Kevin.
Okay.
All right, next one here on Ask Reddit, and you can weigh in 877-881-1053. Corey Majors, what was your could never be me moment that did indeed become you?
Oh man, that's
my
a
wife
question.
Says that that is a clincher for it will happen to her, as if she starts judging somebody for it. Then
oh
it to her.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Dad of three.
You never thought that would happen?
Never thought I'd be a dad of three. I always thought it would be two. But then that one night, you know.
Well, I know. You've told us.
Tolo go.
Yep, you've told us about it.
That didn't exist then.
Huh?
Or now, hopefully.
Oh, it definitely. We goed. That's for sure. Mm-hmm.
You know what my answer is? It's going to stun you. I thought I was going to be Kevin Hagelin. I said, I will never drink alcohol.
That was going to
be me.
Oh.
Now you're the life of the party.
That did not last.
That did not last.
So what about you, Hagee?
Man, these are some good questions.
Yeah, this is a great segment.
I don't think that I ever thought I would be the one who's, like, pumped about doing bills and clipping coupons, but, man, I get jazzed up about that. I'm really sad that the coupon print culture has really gone away.
We got one of those, like, grocery store ads in the mail the other day for the first time, I think, in, like, 6 years. I have no idea why
really?
It showed up.
What'd you do with it?
Kristen saved it and started, like, clipping through it.
She did. Okay.
She
gets really upset when I don't get excited about the money she saves. She gets really, she's like, this is a high for me and you don't.
Yeah,
like,
because it's
care.
Like it's $1.50 and it's normally 50 cents off.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
people don't get that.
But
that's
how often
$1?
Do you get coupons that you're like, now I have to go buy something that I don't typically buy?
Well, do you know, like, when they used to print out coupons more at the grocery store and stuff, did you know they would specifically monitor your buying patterns and put out coupons to get you to that next level? Like, if you.
Yes.
If you bought two boxes of cereal, they'd be like, I can give you $1.50 off three boxes of cereal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of genius
smart.
And diabolical at the same time.
Smart marketing. Fantex 214, listening to talk radio. That's all my dad would listen to, and I thought, why would anyone use the radio for something
Dude.
Other than music? A lot of people end up listening to the radio.
I'm right there with you because my dad, he was a talk radio listener, and I was like, music, and now here I am as a talker.
903, right. I trust Dak. Guess they never thought they were going to do that.
okay.
Getting your house broken into. Alec Medford, what's your answer for what was your could never be me but did become you?
Being social, I was definitely the quietest kid in the room growing up, like up through probably freshman year of high school. And the like act of amazement that I saw from everybody when I said, hey, I got a job in radio. Everybody was like, what in the world? Like, you never spoke. Even when spoken to, it was nodding your head. I never spoke growing up. So the fact that I go out and do things in real life and I talk for a living, I never thought I would be doing this.
Actually, I got one better than that, than being a dad.
Because it felt like you were saying better than Alex.
No,
answer, right?
No. Better than being the dad thing. being interested in Pokemon cards. I never, like, I was always like, that's silly. I thought baseball cards were it. And then my kids started collecting, and I just became very interested in what they were doing.
You ever feel like you're just a kid on a quest?
No, man, Kevin.
Like Ash Ketchum?
Got to catch them all.
You do.
So, yeah, there we go.
That punk Gary, though. Professor Oak's grandson. What a little punk. All right. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Kevin Hagelin, I feel like this one was made for you.
Oh.
Because I feel like you have several names, because you will take side swipes like these in crosstalk occasionally. Who is a famous person who has a dark history that not enough people know about?
Oh, my gosh. That might be the greatest question.
I was going to say, I feel like you always, I feel like you love shining a spotlight on it, whatever a name like that. Like,
Stalin.
Specifically, what I always come up with is whenever Walt Disney gets mentioned, you take a side.
Walt Disney is it, man. Take a look, people. I think for legal purposes, I'm probably not supposed to. Take a look into the history of Walt Disney and how he fashioned many of his villainous characters and his hiring processes and things that he said and supported. And somehow you got Tom Hanks to play in a movie and pretend like he wasn't kind of curious or maybe worried about who won World War II. Did Walt Disney think the right side won? I can't say that he did.
Were you there?
I wasn't there, and that's why I can't say. Yeah,
go.
Walt Disney, it is shocking that still to this day, they just fly right on by, and people are like, what a visionary Walt Disney was. And I was like, yeah, he's a visionary where he wished everybody in the future kind of looked like me.
But all the drawings are cool, though.
Yeah, are they? Take a look at some of those drawings.
What about the other ones? What are the new ones?
Villainous character.
He set the stage.
And how he defined a villainous character.
Good point. P.T. Barnum. From Barnum and Bailey's Circus. Everybody's like, oh, a circus, and circuses
How
are fun. Great.
Everybody,
the greatest showman, and look, he had kids, and he was a great dad, kind of. And he also, like, did all these things, but he was...
Bing Crosby is a great one. If you're talking about being a great dad...
Maybe it's cold outside.
So Bing Crosby is, like, it felt like this beloved singer, and I'm like, did you look up the stuff that he did with his kids?
I don't know what he did.
Take a look.
Bad?
Very bad.
Let's go
bad.
Look real quick.
Very
While we
Very
Google
bad.
That, Alec, what's your answer?
This isn't going to shock anybody, but I think if you do your research and peel back the layers of the onion to this, Vincent Kennedy McMahon comes to mind for me. Because I know there's a Netflix docuseries about it, but they barely even scrape the surface of some of the stories that are out there about him. And really just a lot of the big names in pro wrestling in like the 90s and early 2000s, they have some dark history behind them, and they did some very weird things. But Vince McMahon enabled all of that, and just look at some of the stories that he wrote and the characters he designed. They were weird.
I guess my
Are you looking up Bing Crosby?
Oh, I looked up Bing Crosby, dude. That is terrifying.
He's
no longer with us.
I guess I look at it. There's twofold here. One, I guess people are aware of it. I'm surprised Tyreek Hill has not been taken down yet by everything that happens.
Yeah.
Like, that is just, I guess, the one that surprised me that more people don't draw a line with him. But the one that is surprising if, like, people don't know about it is... It's
Carl
stunning
Malone.
To a lot of people when they find out, well, there's Carl Malone, when people find out about Tim Allen. So, do you know about him?
Yes.
Yeah, Tim Allen. So, Tim Allen was arrested at the Detroit airport in, like, 1980 trying to smuggle cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a lot of people, like, I mean, his career could have been completely, in fact, I think he did go to prison for a
he
little
did.
Bit.
Yeah.
But, like, that, he became squeaky clean TV father less than a decade after he got out of prison.
Yeah, it was kind of a wild thing because he was funny. And because people,
shifted it.
They liked him. And,
For some reason,
I thought in my mind, I thought there was a story about him being in adult films, but I never found that to be true.
No,
somebody said the dude you're getting a Dell guy? I don't know anything about that.
The
I'm going to go
dude?
Look that up.
Dustin Long?
Was that him? I thought
the
he
other
was
guy.
The PC and Apple guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right about it. Dude, you're getting a Dell. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he wasn't good.
I don't know what. I don't know that story. I'm going to have to go look that up. Back to you, Bobby.
Is that it? You want to do one?
No,
okay,
do one
cool.
more.
All right, I just didn't know why we were doing on time. All right, we can do one more. Here we go. This is specifically for us. What is a dirty secret of your industry that the general public has no clue about, but everyone in your field knows?
Ooh,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Injury concerns with cornerbacks.
What?
What?
Your field of sports media?
What was the question?
Some of the what's a dirty secret? You know what it is for me is that, and I would say if it didn't, I don't think it applies to us right now. But in general, I think having been around radio, my dad being around it for as long as he was. In 30 years, there are several times I find out, like, oh, those two people you think are, like, best of buds on there, like, they don't.
Yeah.
Or, like, they're just kind of ambivalent, or, like, they're not nearly as close as it would seem on the air.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's interesting, because Kevin and I, people have asked, oh, are they
like, y'all
best
are legitimately,
friends?
Like, buddies.
But off air, we text each other, but we don't spend a lot of time together.
Right.
Because we spend so much damn time together whenever we're on
air,
obviously, too.
The reverse of it's true as well.
I travel
more
with Kevin than I do my family.
Like, nobody, like, busts my balls more than Sean.
Yeah.
But, like, Sean and I are, like, we're close. We're friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, like, we may not be after this, but because, you know, I'm just giving all your segments back that you guys created for our show. But, you know.
More success you have, the more the man tries to hold it against you.
Oh. See, there is also this narrative that you can never make any money in radio, and that's just not true.
You don't start off well.
Yeah, we just talked about Sean.
It doesn't start off well, but the potential is
there.
It takes some time.
Just
fine.
Yeah.
What an excellent segment.
You're excellent.
I'm glad we gave it to you.
That was a great creation by y'all. Really
thank you very much, Bobby. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Man. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Is Vegas being disrespectful to these two teams? Next on The Fan.
Nick's looking that way. Not open. Trying to take off. Got it away for the touchdown for Sutton. His knee was almost down, but he kept it alive. Fire to Sutton. Denver has the lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Uncle Julio's in Arlington off of 20. And, Corey, we have a rare retraction.
Kevin, I'm sorry. I started trying to give away tequila out here.
And, you did.
And they were like, that is not necessarily the case.
So it is not a buy one, get one special.
No. So okay. We'll leave it at that, and my apologies, but you should still come out here and buy tequila.
Yes. The best way to do it is buy two for the price of two.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And drink both of them and enjoy your day. Yeah.
There you go.
And get some queso because the queso is good.
Yes. Actually, it is. It is difficult to eat if you're on air, but if you're not, then you should be fine. Right now, let's go around the entire NFL powered by Men's Tea Clinic and dip into some Gridiron Gravy.
They said it for me. I like it. I love it.
Man, Alec, they did the whole
thing. They're on fire today, baby.
I think all of our jobs might be in trouble.
Because of the
all
tequila
right.
thing.
Let's start. Yes. Let's start with this. TJ Watt unlikely to play Monday, which makes sense because he was in the hospital yesterday having his lungs evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
how'd that go, though?
Not super awesome.
Oh.
Also, for different reasons, Marvin Harrison Jr. has been ruled out for week 15. And just keep an eye on this. T. Higgins is not practicing today. So that does not necessarily rule him out,
dude,
but just something to keep an eye on.
What do you think about Joe Burrow and his whole like idea of fun, and that the Bengals up there not having any fun?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, we talked about this was off air. We talked about the winning formula, not getting hit a lot and winning.
Mm-hmm.
If you kept one of those, one, and still got hit a lot, I could see how you would make it.
Yeah, you're okay.
Or you lost, but you didn't get hit a lot, maybe.
You're like, yeah.
But if you're losing and getting smashed into the ground, I could also see
not
how that's
not fair.
Not
going to be very happy at all.
And it is not FCC appropriate, but Bijan Robinson did apologize for his post-game comment. Did you hear what he said?
Oh,
what did
he say? Say it verbatim.
I cannot. So he talked about a phrase of learning football moves in the backyard when he was a kid, and it starts with smear.
Oh, man.
And he said that phrase in his postgame.
He just wasn't thinking about it.
Yeah, he was not. He stepped out and said on Twitter, "Hey, everybody, I want to apologize for the insensitive comment I made in the broadcast. It was a football game we used to play as a kid, but that's not an excuse. I recognize the mistake and make sure to do better in the future. It is not reflective of my beliefs, and I am so sorry to those I offended seriously." I don't know if there'll be a fine or any other follow-up from the NFL on that, but just wanted to keep you in the loop on that situation now. Let's talk some more about that game. Go ahead and give me cut number two, will you please, Alec?
Snap spot, kick by Gonzalez. It is good. Fly home safely. Atlanta win 29-28.
Now, this game was fascinating for a variety of reasons, both on and off the field. I told you the best I could what Bijan Robinson said. We will get to what Todd Bowles said. And I thought about asking Alec to pull the audio, but then I figured that would be pointless because it would almost be one giant beep.
You could just do
what our
producer from the weekends did when Waddle was just like, there were too many cuss words, so I didn't edit it. I just played the whole thing.
So. Huh. I will. So
I know. I know.
Here's a real life version of what it would probably sound like on our airwaves. But I will do my best.
I think he said yeah first.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he goes yeah, and then
he said you got to.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So you got to effing care enough where the S hurts. It's got to effing mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your effing livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? You can't sugarcoat that S. So I might have gotten a little bit of play in there. That's five expletives in two sentences. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But the logic behind it is, and we've talked about it, and I know injuries are part of it,
but that
team has been in a spiral, man.
He's so mild-mannered.
Right.
That whenever he came off like that, like you were still just like, he said it in the nicest possible way. That was the nicest way I've ever heard anybody be that ticked off about something.
You know, that's interesting. Let's go back to the Joe Burrow line of thinking again. All right. Do you get yelled at, but they keep the swearing to a minimum? Do they swear a lot, but they say it in a calm demeanor, or do they yell at you and swear? Like, all of that
combination. Yeah, like Philip Rivers, who doesn't cuss. He's just like, dadgummit, you know, all the time.
And that's why sometimes those people cut to the bone.
Yeah.
Because they just say something calmly, and you're like, well, damn, Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
That hurt my feelings.
It's like Tim Duncan. He used to be like, close, or almost.
Yeah.
It was just irritating that he would say one word thing that you were like, oh.
So the Bucks started 5-1. They have only won two of their last eight games, and they are now 7-7, which means we live in a world where, as of right now, The Carolina Panthers are all alone in first place of their division.
Yeah, I think sometime this week we started having that discussion of, dude, I think the Bucs might be done. But then somebody was like, hey, don't forget, Wirfs is coming back. Mike Evans is coming back. Last night, it was a big struggle for them defensively, as obviously Kyle Pitts went on and did hit amazing things there. But last night was a big struggle for them. And Kevin, I think one of the things we discussed early in the season was how many of those last possession, very close games the Buccaneers played, and if that was sustainable. And remember, it was like the first their 5-0 records. And I think it, when they were 5-1 at one point, we were like, "Hey, these games are too close. They're getting lucky, right?" And it looks like after some of the struggles they've gone through, and injuries have been a big part of it too, but some of the struggles they've gone through have set up and said, "Yeah, it's not sustainable to play games that close and win all the time."
So, sorry, I was smelling something delicious and I got
distracted. It's the fajitas that Carmen got.
Yeah, okay, that's my fault. No, that's my fault. I need to stay focused. Now, let's talk about Kyle Pitts, because this is one of the out-of-nowhere performances in recent memory. Consider this. Kyle Pitts hadn't had a 100-yard game in 4 years. 4 years. And instead, what does he do? He goes out, and he's the first tight end with 150-plus receiving yards and 3-plus receiving touchdowns in a game since 1996. He scored, depending on some of the variables in your league, 40 to 45 points.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I know you were considering him for Forgiveness
Friday.
Yeah,
throw it out there.
But my buddy did leave him on the bench last night, and he scored 45. But why would he put him in a game when he's consistently terrible? Why I have him just in case is the reason you have him. And then he goes out there and puts 45 in the playoffs, mind you.
That's
even worse.
True.
Like, you could have pretty much sealed – he could have sealed his playoff spot in the next round had he played him last night.
Okay.
But man, 45 points. I want to go see Kevin real quick. How many – like, what's the average for him this year? I'll be right back.
Stick with
that. I'll be back.
Because I've got a positive. I haven't made the playoffs from the 817 in my fantasy league in 7 years. Kyle Pitts was the first player on my team to play. It's my year. So, see, they did play Kyle Pitts, and things are looking up for
them.
Must
be nice.
Was
he on your bench, too?
He was on my bench in the first round of the playoffs.
He averages 11 fantasy points a game, all right, which that's now with the 45-pointer. The most he had all season was 18, and he had 15 in the last couple games. That's a really good outing right there. But 45, that just changes your whole perspective. Now, Kevin, that's the dude that Mike kept telling everybody was going to be the combination of Jerry Rice and Tony Gonzalez.
No, that was Kavanaugh who said that. And so Mike
just continued to spread the word.
Yes, would joke about that, because obviously that most certainly has not come
to
fruition.
He had that moment, though. He had the moment right there.
He had one of the most incredible tight end games we've ever had.
That could be the starting point for him now. Maybe he goes on to have a great career after this.
You never know. It is possible. Now, let's talk about the Chiefs. How far gone are the Chiefs? This season is going to break the Chiefs' run of 9 straight AFC titles. Patrick Mahomes against the Texans, completion percentage 43%. That was the lowest of his career, surpassing a record low that he had earlier this year. First time in more than a decade the Chiefs are sub 500 in December, and then this is wild. First time in Travis Kelce's 13-year career that he had more drops than catches in a game.
That's
tough. He had 2 drops and 1 catch. It feels like everything has gone so, so poorly for the Chiefs.
I honestly, Kevin, I can't imagine the playoffs without them. There's a chance they're not in the playoffs, and I can't imagine them not being in the playoffs just because I'm so used to it at this point. They can lose, that's fine. But not even being involved in it is something that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't register for me. Was it Florio the other day that I saw? He was like, they're the friend that you're always waiting at the bar because you know they're going to show up.
Sure.
They always do. So you're like, yeah, I'll wait just a little bit longer for that guy. And here we've been waiting all season. And we're like, it's them. Like, they'll figure it out at some point. And here we are with what has been a very bad season overall.
Somebody said, and I have not fact-checked this, I apologize, from the 817, that game was 7% of Kyle Pitts' career fantasy points. That one game.
I think that's true.
And then from
I think so.
From the 817, I play in a tight end premium league. I got 51 points from Kyle Pitts being in my lineup.
What is a tight? I got to go find out what a tight end premium
league
is.
And keep in mind, he had not even had 100 yards in a game in 4 years. Incredible, incredible. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're a couple days away from game day, and it's coming up on noon. So it's time for Cowboys Win Because, Cowboys Lose Because. 877-881-1053, Franklin Injury Attorney text line. Let us know. We will do that next right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.